This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Good morning. Welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange. We begin the day with positive cues. The SGX Nifty, adjusted for the extended trading session yesterday, is suggesting a start up about 30 odd points. We have very strong global cues to work with. The Dow ended at record highs, up 413 points yesterday. A lot of Asian markets are up in the green. The Japanese market Nikkei is up about 500 points. And we had both foreign and domestic investors that bought in the cash markets yesterday. So there was a large 29,000 crore figure in the cash markets from foreign investors. But that's because of bulk deals of Bosch and Affle India. If you look at even the domestic investors, they bought in the cash markets about 230 odd crores. And the Nifty had a good run in the extended trading session. It settled near that 15,000 mark. The buy on dips though continues, and I'm going to watch for a couple of pockets very closely. The private sector banks rose yesterday after the embargo on the grant of the government business to private sector lenders got lifted. Shares of ICICI Bank, Axis Bank and HDFC Bank jumped nearly 4 to 5 odd percent. And for today, I guess you'll also keep an eye out on a couple of other stocks like Maruti. Suzuki has come out with their medium-term plan where they're targeting revenues of around 4.8 trillion yen by March 2026. And they believe that a large chunk of their medium-term target will be achieved by very strong sales in the Indian market. So I'll watch out for names like Maruti as well. On that note, thanks for listening into the Market Podcast brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange. Have a great day.